temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Good morning and welcome. The 9 o'clock stretch begins. Did I feel better? Good.
I think I pulled something.
Don't do that.
Okay.
It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Unrest on campuses and more. Florida, University of Florida has done a great job. Actually, we're going to expand on that in just a minute. I want to welcome State Senator Blaise Ingolia. Good morning, Senator. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, other than, you know, some of the news items that irritates me on a daily basis. One of them is, I read it in the New York Post about all these flights that have gone into Miami and Orlando, for instance, dropping off thousands of refugees. And I haven't heard the governor address this. Has anything come up in the legislature? This happened over the last, I want to say, 6 or 8 months. It's a substantial amount of people, and they're flying them right in.
It is, and this is new information. We didn't know. We knew that the federal government were shipping migrants into the state of Florida as well as everywhere in the United States. We just didn't know the volume of the amount. And this is the, I guess, the scam that's being run by the federal government. So technically, under federal law, they are technically legal because they're crossing over the border. The federal government is giving them dates to show up to their hearing 10, 12, 13 years in advance, which gives them this quasi-legal denotion that they're able to fly them into the interior of the United States. Now, we know that they're not going to show up. And then they're not going to show up for the hearing, and then they're just going to be roaming around the country, and they will be actually illegal. But this is a scam that the federal government is running. And they're not running it alone. They're running it with NGOs, not governmental organizations, that are helping this. And some of these NGOs are being funded by Soros-backed companies. And they're doing it. Not only are they doing it, they're now handing out flyers encouraging illegal immigrants or migrants who do not have U.S. citizenship, I should say, to vote in our elections. It is a big scam. It is being perpetrated by our own federal government and led by Biden and Mayorkas.
Yeah, they call it a type of parole, immigration parole, and they're granted, apparently, allegedly, according to the article, work permits, and they're legal here in the U.S. for 2 years.
Yeah, and that's the scam. It's like that's how the federal government allows them to fly them into the interior of the United States. But remember, when they're being flown, like into Florida, that's one of the reasons why we passed Senate Bill 1718, because it's not just going to be them that has this quasi, you're temporarily legal in the United States. But then they themselves, the migrants, act as a magnet that they now bring and encourage their families to come over. And not all of them are coming over legally.
Yeah,
the only way. Go ahead.
I'm wondering, the ones that are coming to Florida that are under this program, so to speak, would that be revocable? In other words, if Trump wins and takes office in January, yeah, he'll be able to take action on that if he chooses to?
Absolutely, because all this is being done by executive order. It's being done by fiat. It's not being done by actual law that's being passed for Congress. So anything that Biden does, Trump, when he gets in there, and it's a when, not an if, when he gets in there, he is going to reverse all of it. The same way Biden reversed everything that Trump did, putting us in this position that we're in right now.
Well, I mean, as we speak, you know, Trump's going through the court system, and the latest one is this whole hush money trial. What's your take on what's going on here?
Yeah, this is another scam being perpetrated upon the American people, and this one's a little bit more nefarious because it's dealing with the next president. And look, they are in the tank, and they are going to, my fear is that he's going to wind up being convicted, and you can see how the government is setting this up. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying that campaign finance law, whether it's state or federal government, I know as a state senator, as a past Republican Party chairman of the state of Florida, I know how difficult and convoluted those laws are. Now, the defense had an opportunity, Trump's defense had an opportunity to put on experts in campaign finance law, and the Trump denied the experts being heard in trial. This is akin to a murder trial, not in allowing a DNA expert to come in and explain to the jury what DNA is about. If you do not have the ability to explain convoluted campaign finance laws to a jury, this is just showing me that they're in the tank and they are going to, unfortunately, convict. The good news is because the judge did not allow this, now they're going to have, they're setting up a great appeal at the appeal level. At the appellate level.
Yeah, all the feedback I'm getting from, you know, legal folks, even those that are, you know, appear on left of center channels, they've said, you know, the government hasn't presented much of a case for illegal activity thus far.
Yeah, because look, it's not illegal. So this is how bad it is. So what they're saying is that the payment, whether you believe the hush money was actual or not, they're saying that the payment itself benefited the campaign. Well, sure it did. The same way as somebody running for office buys a new suit on their own money and they show up in a new suit to a candidate forum. That's benefiting the campaign. It doesn't mean that you put it on your campaign financials. They are playing around with a dangerous precedent here that everything the candidate says, does, and more particularly buys, whether it's personal or not, that benefits a campaign that you're going to have to put on a campaign finance report. Under that metric that they're going by in the New York trial, this quote-unquote hush money trial, every single candidate in the United States that ever run for office would be doing something illegal.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Look, I think this is similar to the convoluted rules we have with the IRS and taxation, and that if they want to get you on something, unless you really have a great attorney, you know, they'll get you on something because it's so highly technical. I want to move on to the campus protests and the riots that are going on. New York and UCLA versus how we've done here at the University of Florida. What's your take?
University of Florida is doing it right, and this is what strong leadership does in the state of Florida, whether it is at the president's level with Ben Sasse or whether it's the governor's level with Governor DeSantis. They did it right. They came out and said, hey, you have a right to First Amendment speech, free speech. You can go out and you can do this, but here is a list of things that you cannot do. They affirmatively sent that out in advance and to let everyone know, and then they purposely violated either campus rules or state law. And they hauled them off. They broke it up. Now, the flip side, the opposite to that, the converse to that, is what you're seeing in Columbia and specifically with UCLA. You're seeing that they've created the environment where they're allowing this. And look, Columbia was actually, and I think it was Brown, was actually negotiating with these people.
They were attempting to, yeah.
You don't negotiate with them. You haul their butts off to jail or you expel them, you suspend them. And unfortunately, this is a microcosm of the coddling of America. these students grew up in an environment where they got participation trophies, right? They never been challenged at everything. They were told yes to everything. And now, my opinion, they're just a bunch of crybabies looking for a cause so they can tell their children and their grandchildren they actually tried to do something when they were in college. And all they're doing is being an anti-Semite and supporting terrorism.
I think we've got like political perverts. I think I'm going to coin a phrase there of outside agitators that find some, you know, sympathetic folks at these schools, and then they take over. And that's why they're able to occupy buildings so very quickly, because the learning curve is much shorter, because they have so-called experts. Like, some woman's like 63 years old. This basically is what she's been doing her whole life.
Yeah, and actually, I'm going to break a little bit of news here. I've been talking to my staff. I'm going to file a bill next year that says at any state-funded campus in the state of Florida, if there is a protest and you are an outside agitator that comes in and you are not a member of the school, go to that school, you are going to get enhanced penalties for doing this type of activity.
That makes perfect sense to me. And on that note, State Senator Blaise Ngolia, we always appreciate your time, and we hope to hear from you again soon.
Take care, everyone. God bless.
All right. Wow. So much going on these days, huh?
I like the little extra insight, a little heads up on what he's going to be doing with that bill.
File a bill, and how fast is the legislature and Governor DeSantis reacted to things quickly, like the squatter issue, you know? They didn't wait. They jumped on it right away.
Yep.
I think that's appreciated by most Floridians. It is at 9:16. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, hey, coming up in about 30 minutes, things that make you smile. You can listen at work, no traffic before you head out. Just go to thesky973.com and listen on your desktop or laptop.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Patriotism isn't kissing the ass of a leader thinking that is being true to your country.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
Patriotism is calling balls and strikes where they hit.
On 97.3, The Sky.
So much to talk about, so little time. Welcome, 922. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The state of Florida, we are suing President Joe Biden's administration over its changes to Title IX. That mandates the acceptance of transgender ideology. Our Governor DeSantis announced this yesterday. Yep. Biden is abusing his constitutional authority to push an ideological agenda that harms women and girls and conflicts with the truth. And it's interesting, I shared with you earlier, a piece out of the United Kingdom where their National Health Service, you know, their universal health care and all that, they're about to declare sex is biological. In other words, male or female is what it is, not based on ideology. And that's
nice.
That's a pretty strong stand,
yeah.
And that's what's needed. And hopefully that'll be something, you know, good that crosses the Atlantic, perhaps. Certainly, I don't think it'll happen under, you know, with the Biden administration in charge. That's, I'm pretty sure of that. But the governor said, we will not comply and we will fight back against Biden's harmful agenda. And then he put out a screenshot of the lawsuit. It's pretty straightforward from there. Then you've got Vice President Kamala Harris. She's gonna be in Florida today, because today also marks the where the 6-week abortion restriction, it takes effect. That's today. It restricts abortions at 6 weeks of pregnancy, which is often when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That's when it first shows up. That's what it's based on. And Vice President Kamala Harris is continuing her fight for reproductive freedoms.
Is that what she calls it?
It's in quotations, yeah, because that's her term, whereas the headline says, Kamala Harris to give abortion speech in Florida.
And that's what it is.
Well, that's more accurate. I mean, if you want plain language, or do you want to have flowery language? Yeah. Based on what the procedure is, it's kind of difficult. Harris is expected to campaign in Jacksonville and to discuss her opposition to state abortion restrictions. The Jacksonville Florida Times Union first reported that. And she's expected to continue the Biden reelection campaign strategy of blaming former President Trump for enabling restrictions like this one, because he nominated the three Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe v. Wade. Yeah. So letting the states decide, that they don't like that either.
But isn't that an irony that now, because he did that and really set it back to the way it should have been, since it was not a constitutional thing, that they are now after Trump for what he did do, when what he really did was the right thing, even if you don't like abortion?
I mean, I feel that way, but...
I mean, that's legally... I mean, you talk to any of the experts who know the law, and they will tell you Roe v. Wade should never have been put through at that level back in, what, 1973? Shouldn't have happened.
Right. And not... Right. Yeah, to add something as a constitutional right, you know, an amendment, that's a big deal. Anyway.
Well, there's a reason they said that if it's not covered here, send it to the states. It's
exactly.
Up to them. If it's not here, states got to do it.
Right. Because they didn't want an all-powerful, centralized government that was telling everybody how to live. I mean, it was intended for the states to kind of be incubators of ideas, and things that were effective or worked in one area may or may not work somewhere else. But the states had the freedom to sort of figure these things out, if you will, instead of having like a dictator in D.C. telling everybody, you know, how they should live. That's counter to, you know, that's the antithesis of what America is about. We're about supposed to be about, you know, the freedom. And some of that comes with what the state government is going to come up with as solutions to some of these things. Hey, I just saw this coming out. Inside Columbia's vandalized Hamilton Hall, where pro-terror protesters came face-to-face with riot police. Yep, and apparently this iconic Hamilton Hall looks like a war zone, because it basically was.
What a mess.
After pro-terror activists smashed windows, set up barricades, destroyed furniture, untold amount of damage. They finally called in NYPD to enter Hamilton Hall. That happened yesterday evening, well, last night, really, 9 p.m. Officers used massive armored vehicles to push a bridge into a second floor window to remove protesters that began occupying the space the previous night. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of images to share, but their description is it's like a war zone in there, and they did a tremendous amount of damage. Yep. And that probably could have handled this a lot better. All you have to do is follow the lead of what the University of Florida did. Pretty simple. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. We still got some more headlines we're going to get to next on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending now. on the Sky.
Zionists don't deserve to live.
We condemn the anti-Semitism language that we've heard.
The news that's trending.
Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities.
The news that's now.
Not allow this to happen around the country.
The news station.
Ron DeSantis has apparently agreed to bury the hatchet.
He endorsed me.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out of market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Out with the old.
I'm well-meaning. I'm an elderly man.
In with the new.
America's comeback starts right now.
The news station.
2024 election.
Israel border.
Inflation.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Oh, yeah. It's 9:35.
Wow.
On the Bob Rose Show. Along with Greg Cassidy. It is flying right along, my friend, isn't it?
It is.
All right. It's going to be another gorgeous day in paradise. My goodness. And we have a lot to be thankful for and things that make you smile is coming up in a few minutes. And honestly, sometimes people are a little slow to get the calls in. So I'm giving you a heads up now. We'll be doing that in about 10 minutes. All right. So think of something good, upbeat, positive that you want to share with us. And we'd be happy to put that out on the air. All right. Thank you. Hush. A hush workation. What is a hush workation?
Hush workation.
It's quietly working while you're on vacation. Quietly, as in, don't tell the boss.
Oh, but isn't that really? Is that really a vacation?
Well, yeah, I thought the same thing.
Okay.
When I first saw this word,
yeah,
I thought from the standpoint of the worker.
Yes.
Yeah, forcing us to like work while we're on vacation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a reality for a lot of people, and it's too bad because part of the idea of vacation is getting away from work, resetting, de-stressing. You know, all the things that work do to complicate de-stressing and relaxing and all that. All right, but this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about folks that are working remotely. Hey, the boss won't know whether I'm in my backyard, or if I'm in Jamaica.
Well, maybe.
And if he, you know, doesn't find out, he can't call me a jerk. Chicken. In the hush workation, is it the new vacation trend? Nearly a third of Americans admitted they've worked remotely on vacation without telling their bosses. The poll of 2,000 employed Americans split evenly among travelers and hotel workers found 52% of them would use their vacation travels as a chance to work remotely, and 29% have done so without notifying anyone at work.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that's kind of what that Lloyd Austin guy did, isn't it?
Yeah.
Except he's Secretary of Defense.
And he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
But other than that,
yeah,
he didn't tell anyone.
But he might have been working from there. Well, no, nobody could get in touch with him. They didn't know where he was. Okay. Close to 4 in 10 explained it was simply because they like what they do for work. Meanwhile, others would work on vacation to hit an important work deadline that overlapped with their vacation time to save on their PTO. For many others, traveling for work opens the door to other opportunities. Nearly half have extended their work trips into vacations at their destination.
Hmm.
While working from the comfort of one's hotel room is a top preference, a quarter of respondents said they would prefer to work remotely from the hotel pool or spa. Mm. And nearly 25% chose a hotel, bar, or restaurant. Ruh-roh.
I guess they're not doing this on Zoom, that's for sure.
Disregard that last email.
Exactly.
3 in 4 travelers and hotel workers agreed that Americans are prioritizing travel more this year than last. I think that part of that's still remnants of COVID, yeah, of a lot of people feeling kind of trapped. But I think part of it is, I think the younger generations that are now starting to, you know, come up through the workforce, mm-hmm, are much more travel. They want to travel, I think, more than maybe our generation did, especially at that age.
True. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, two of my 3 kids were like in Europe twice before I even set foot over there. So, you know, I think that is part of it.
There's also the thing, I think, with a lot of our generation, and it depends what kind of industry you're in. A lot of times people don't like to take off. They don't want to ask off. One, they seriously are afraid they'll be replaced while they're gone. And so if they're doing this on the sly, and they think the boss thinks they're still working, they're not, quote, asking for time off, even if it's due them.
Yeah, well, in our case, you know, the boss begs you to take
That's
time
true.
Off, and you refuse it. You're like, no, I'm invested in this. I'm not going anywhere. Or closer to the truth could be when he says, well, I don't have any money to go anywhere, so I'm not taking my vacation.
Well, there's
time.
That too, yeah.
I
can
say people
I'm
going to
work in the yard, but, you know, what's up with that?
Yeah,
what
do they call
shop.
It? A staycation.
A staycation, yeah. I'll be, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that because I'm not a chore guy. So what'll happen is if I do a stay vacation, all those things that I probably should have already done are staring me in the face.
And that's just a whole other level of stress you don't need in your life.
Especially for those of us who, I don't know, have a little bit of anxiety.
What are you talking about, Bob?
You know, now the anxiety gets you all amped up, and then you go, well, I'm going to try to put a dent in this, and you realize it's insurmountable, and then you become depressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I avoid that.
Yeah.
And avoid doing chores.
And you head to the beach.
Bye. There is my case.
It works.
Look, everybody has their...
It works.
That's probably the safest kind of medication, if you will, without side effects.
Oh, if my mom or my wife were to mention anything that needs done, I usually tell them, look, I'm aware of it. It is in my mental list, along with the other 35 things, pretty much every day of my life. I am fully aware that those things need done.
Well...
Now, it doesn't mean I'm getting them done, but... The burden is there that they need done.
What's the old thing? You don't have to remind me to do this certain thing every day for the last 6 months.
Exactly.
I'll get to it.
Right.
now, Betsy nags me sometimes, and I have to say, most of the time, I mean, she's right. In other words...
Oh, that's not the point. That's here.
But here's what I did break her of, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
She would, I think a lot of people do this. When you're ready to go to sleep, you start thinking of things that are undone.
Yes.
Well, I'm very good at not doing that.
Oh, see, I'm not.
Unless somebody gives me a friendly reminder.
Oh, no.
And especially if it's something that can't be addressed right then, which 99% of the time it can't.
Why bring it up?
Exactly. So now it's like, oh, so things are buzzing around your head.
Uh-huh.
And now
she's sharing.
You've just, but she
don't
didn't
share.
Do that anymore, thank goodness.
Good, because I do enough of that on my own. My brain does not shut down, and I know all the things that need to be done here, need to be done around the house, you know, whatever, business stuff. I'm fully aware all the time.
Bruce Lee was a big advocate of writing it down. Writing a lot of stuff down. You could write down, like, you know, things you need to get to real quick. And get that out of your mind that way. Or it could be other things on your mind that aren't chore-related. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things that are bothering you, and you could write them down as a way of letting go of them.
Well, that's kind of like the philosophy. And I used to actually help produce and engineer a show with a psychologist. And part of
that was a crazy time, huh?
Taking what you said and taking it farther, if there are people that, even if they are deceased or they're not in your life anymore, if you need to forgive them or get things off your chest, write them a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're not going to mail it, but if you write it, it takes it out of you a little bit, puts it on paper, and that takes a little bit of that burden off. And that was one of our philosophies.
And the modern version of that, and you could even use it with people that are living, is you type up how you really feel.
Yes.
On an email.
Yes.
But God forbid, don't send it.
Don't hit send.
Or wait till the next day to send it. It is amazing what a good night's sleep will do in terms of how you react to things.
Oh, yeah.
Your creativity is so much higher.
Yep.
And where you're at as far as how you know, where you feel in terms of optimism, so changes.
Well, I've tried to adopt in life what I call, and this is a takeoff on what you're talking about, the first email. Because I'm a reactive person. My brain, boom. I've got an answer and a reaction for what somebody says. If it ticks me off, irritates me, whatever.
Which is everything.
All the time. I've got that answer. Now, what I try to do in life is the concept you're talking about of do the email, then you look at it, and then you edit that. You don't send the first email. So I try to do that in my head as well and go, my initial reaction of what I want to say to you to your face right now is the first email, but I'm going to pause just a moment, do a little mental editing.
Add out the spitting and the kicking emphasis type stuff.
And then I'm going to say what might be a more palatable response that actually might get a better
result. Softer, sweeter delivery of close to the same information, perhaps, done in a more careful and caring way.
Kindler, gentler, as a former president might have put it.
Yes. Which, you know, that kind of mentality basically has destroyed our society.
It is hard to do, though.
Well, the idea of direct communication is dead because
that's true.
We're the United States of the easily offended. So you can't go in. I mean, think about how meetings used to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back when maybe we were first entering the workforce. I mean, you had a boss up there that would go, you know, blankety, blankety, blank, and you and that.
In front of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess they found through the years that maybe that wasn't the greatest, most effective way to communicate. But I think in many cases it was, because what happens now is they call a meeting and everybody comes in there and then they say our productivity is down and we need to do this and we need to do that. And the only people listening and actually going to try to do something are not the ones they're really talking to. They're already the performers. They're already pushing the cart. And and the people that are lollygagging, goofing off, always have excuses, sloughing off work, they're the first ones to say, yeah, you other people need to get it together.
Right.
That's the, I mean, that's the mentality.
They're even listening and not on their phone for the whole meeting.
So sometimes, when you can point them out and go, and you, and that last thing that you did, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to use this as an example of how not to do it.
Right. But that's not politically correct anymore, Bob.
There's some tears, but sometimes there are also some change associated with that. So.
And if you make some changes, it might keep your job.
And all these things that I'm offering up, you know, you may or may not want to take that information in because, as you see, I have not graduated to a management role.
Well, I don't want you, like, yelling and shouting at people.
Now, part of that could be by personal choice.
But you can do it on the show.
There you go.
So you get that out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's your way of getting it out.
Oh, yeah. That's the only reason I come to work is to yell at other people and blame other people.
What's wrong with that? My wife was thrilled when I got this job going on 7 years ago because she's like, honey, you go to work and you talk about politics and you talk about those people that you know.
You should get paid to do it.
Yes. And that way you can do it there and not at home. Made her very happy.
Hey, this next story might make you cry.
Oh, no.
Law enforcement officials used tear gas on anti-Israel protesters after giving them several minutes of warning to leave the campus.
Oh, yeah?
That taking place at the University of South Florida, where they ain't taking no bull.
No. Looks like.
You missed that one.
Yeah. South Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bulls.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got that.
Did you get it right away?
Yeah, it took me a second.
At least you're being honest.
There was the pause. I'm like, oh, Bob's making a funny.
You see how this direct communication works, how effective it can be?
Because if you had emailed me, then I would have looked at it, thought about it, had to Google it, get back to you, and it would not have been
there. Plus, if the boss is listening, we practice this bit like three times.
It was
funnier the first two.
That's why we get here so early. So we can rehearse everything.
It's like putting on a Shakespearean play.
Methinks thou dost protest too much.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You know what it's time for? Things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts that you want to share with us. Please do so at 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Sean Hannity Show.
I know in Texas, as soon as they threw up the razor wire.
Afternoons at 3.
Well, guess what? Illegal immigration crossings in the area stopped by 99.9%.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Oh, blue skies, sunshine, perfect weather. Welcome, my friends, to paradise, and welcome to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is time now for Things That Make You Smile, a little segment brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, where you call in and be thankful for something. 877-975-9825. And Mike, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. What a beautiful day. Praise be. But my oldest daughter's first child would be my third grandchild, had her fifth birthday yesterday, and I'm going to go wash the car today.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Save us any birthday cake.
Congratulations, and enjoy. And yeah, everybody shares in the cake. That's the good thing,
that's
right?
Nice.
Let's go to Nostradamus. What's making you smile?
Hey, I'll tell you what's making me smile is I live in the middle of a 15-acre park, and I surround myself with only things that produce food, like when I plant trees, and I'm surrounded by fruit trees. I just picked enough mulberries. My daughter gave me a couple mulberry bushes about 5 years ago, and it's first year I've had enough mulberries. I'm going to make my first batch of mulberry jam today, and that's making me smile.
Right on. Yeah, that's that really is a smart use of some property, and I need to follow that advice. I constantly think about it, but I have yet to take action, to plant some fruit trees. I mean, why not? I like trees, and if they produce something that I actually enjoy eating, kind of a no-brainer, but yet I've been kind of slow on the uptake.
And the reality is you don't need a lot of space. I mean, growing up, we lived in St. Louis City, and we had some strawberries that my dad he took a little corner of the yard, put strawberries in. Of course, then you're always fighting the rabbits for those. But they also make the dwarf trees. So you can do dwarf fruit trees and still have some nice stuff there for you.
I think they like to be called little trees.
Little trees.
I don't even know if you're supposed to.
You know, you're probably right. They're not midget trees.
I think
you're probably right. Little trees.
Hey, you know what makes me smile?
What's that?
I told you about Soldiers Freedom Outdoors and the great appreciation dinner that I was part of the festivities that occurred on Saturday. But it makes me smile that the good work continues to be done. And Dan DeMarco has put together a new program where, like, for a dollar donation recurring a month, $1, you can make a difference to help heal the hidden wounds of war. And look, you know, nobody out there is getting a paycheck. There's a lot of volunteers. They got an equestrian program. They're doing great work. And these are challenging times for a lot of us economically, but a dollar. So check that out if you would. Thank you in advance for your help. SoldiersFreedomOutdoors.org. Yeah, it's 501c3. You can write it off.
Who can't afford a dollar?
Right. I think that's the whole idea behind it.
I think so. I like it.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, but don't go anywhere. We're not done. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun. That's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
He brings the brutal truth.
Are you better off today than you were under Trump?
Mark Levin.
Is it easier to buy food, to acquire even a used vehicle, let alone a new vehicle? What about inflation? How's that going?
6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Congressman Jamal Bowman, Democrat out of New York. Yes, the same guy who pulled the fire alarm to stop Congress. He recently expressed his full support for the United States to bring in Palestinian refugees from Gaza. During an interview, he said, look, the U.S. is a land of immigrants and asylum seekers. We've opened our doors to immigrants, and this should be, you know, no exception. Really? So the boy who cried wolf is now wanting to bring the wolf to your front door? Yes. And that's The Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.